A downtown Los Angeles landmark returns this week. Starting tomorrow, you'll once again be able to ride Angel's Flight from Grand Central Market to the top of Bunker Hill and back, a 298-foot-long incline that you'd have to climb by stairs otherwise or walk up the hill. It's been 4 years since the train went dark. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. She joins us now. She does every Wednesday for DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
I learned a new word today, funicular.
It's a great word, Steve. And what it refers to is a type of cable railway that's on a steep slope in which ascending and descending vehicles counterbalance each other. That's what Angel's Flight is. And we should say the gradient there is around 33 degrees, which is very steep.
The last time Angel's Flight operated was in 2013. That was 4 years ago. What happened to it and why is it finally up and running only now?
Well, over recent years, there have been quite a number of safety issues, including a death in 2001, and then there was a derailment in 2013. So Angel's Flight has been closed over the last few years for a $5 million upgrade. This upgrade includes new motors, new evacuation staircase, lots of bright orange paint, and very serious attention to the safety features. We spoke earlier with Steve DeWitt. His company, ACS Infrastructure, will run Angel's Flight, and they oversaw this restoration. He says we should all feel very confident that the trains will be safe. Here he is.
There's been a tremendous amount of work done with a focus on safety. There's a lot of work that was required by the California Public Utilities Commission in the NTSB in the aftermath of some of those accidents. And we're absolutely 100% confident that Angel's Flight will be safe for the public to use.
It's been there for a long, long time, Angel's Flight, Frances. The railway has had its share of Hollywood moments over the years, too. I mean, here it is, right next to Tinseltown, including a recent example. This is so funny to me, that wasn't necessarily done on the up and up.
Well, that's right. It's a very sweet story. If you saw La La Land, you may remember a flash of Angel's Flight when Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone shared a kiss on a moving Angel's Flight train. What we've learned is that that was shot without the proper permits. Reportedly, the California PUC, which oversees Angel's Flight, didn't even know about it till the movie came out and it was brought to their attention by LA Downtown News. We also understand that some money exchanged hands in order to make the scene happen.
No.
And
oh, I can't believe it.
But we have asked Steve DeWitt this. He doesn't necessarily confirm because he wasn't engaged at that point, but it's floated that perhaps that money helps support getting this train back in action. Angel's Flight has been in a ton of movies, including a lot of film noir from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, putting the fun in funicular, as it were.
Again, it's a good word there, isn't it?
Well, Angel's Flight seems to be one of those quintessential local attractions. Speaking of fun, the Getty Observatory, the Hollywood sign, Urban Light over at LACMA, Santa Monica Pier. There are so many things here in the Southland. Why should we care that that one thing is up and running again?
Angel's Flight mirrors the story of downtown. It opened in 1901. That's when the city was starting one of its waves of massive growth. At that point, the city's western edge was MacArthur Park and Boyle Heights was at its east end. The train serviced the residents of Bunker Hill, which was then jam-packed with marvellous Victorian houses and lots of people. Bunker Hill, as we know, was demolished in the 1960s during a time of urban renewal. This is a move that many look back at with great regret, and part of that redevelopment meant that Angel's Flight itself was closed. So the resurgence of downtown is sort of mirrored in Angel's Flight. Angel's Flight kind of stands in, I guess, as a symbol of the renaissance of downtown today.
Are you going to take this train?
I definitely am. I might wait a few days just to make sure it gets up the hill.
Frances Anderton with today's DNA on ATC. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.